Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live 1 week before Diane's birthday on Building Fortunes Radio. We are so excited. We showed up early. So we celebrate Diane Daniels' birthday week. We don't play around with this. Diane Owens Daniel. Diane Owens Daniel, because she's related. She's somehow related to Candace and maybe some of the other Candace. So Jesse Owens. So besides being interrupted by some rude French guy, I am here today with Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally is was from France. And we do this radio show every Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern time. And for those people that wonder, we always have a good time anytime we both show up. So Jean-Luc himself was a customer of ours for a little bit before we started to do a radio show because I found him interesting to talk to, and he had a really good business head to him, and I enjoy the conversations. And I said, you know, we got to let people know what you're working on. So we started Building Fortunes Radio. We do it 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. on the Pacific side because I'm on the Atlantic and he's on the Pacific, literally on the oceans, both of us. We bookend these United States. And we're doing the radio show for a real long time before he got the phone call that he needed a heart transplant. So a heart transplant is major surgery. I mean, it's not something you do through a drive-through window. You stay there for a while. And he did that. And as a result of that, you know, we're just happy to anytime we can talk because it was pretty scary for a while. But that was just before the COVID thing. And he survived COVID, I think, a couple of months one way or another, and we might not be talking on the radio show tonight with Jean-Luc. They probably would have killed him, but with either vaccinations or whatever they were doing with the COVID thing. But the reality is we are here today talking about whatever we want to talk about. And last week, we were interrupted. We playfully say sometimes we've been interrupted by hurricanes, believe it or not, in California. We've been interrupted by earthquakes, fireworks. We've had a barking seal on a dock. We've been interrupted by lots of things, but this past week we were interrupted by a solar event. There were four or five or six or seven solar events that hit the United States, and some of them, the auroras, were pummeling down here, even towards Florida. So I heard about that, and I said, I'm not missing this, Jean-Luc. We got to walk outside. So you heard Jean-Luc and I talking a little bit about the solar flares, and I got a picture of something, and they're not as pretty as the ones you would think you'd find up in Alaska or up in Canada, but my daughter grabbed a really good one. It was a picture of the pinkish background associated with the solar flares. So we are here to marvel at the solar flares and be completely conscious of those things might have also meant our doom. At the same aspect, if it would have blown out all the electricity, we would not be doing a radio show today because it takes a year to order a new transformer. And I think it'd be crazy. Some of us might not be here for a year. So anyway, so we are here on Jean-Luc's radio show to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the introduction and everything you say. And it's true, we have been to the solar flare last week, and today is our 388 radio show together. It's the 17th of May. We have two other in May, and we finish for May. But yet, 388 radio show. We reach 290 at the end of this month. 390. Wow. Long time.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, tonight I want to speak about the Trump-proofing the presidency. And what is Trump-proofing? Is a word that have been made by a guy. This guy is he was advisor of many presidents, starting with Reagan and many others. He was advisor at the Pentagon. He was advisor at the CIA. He's a banker. He's a lawyer. He has a degree in finance and taxation. He's a high level and very, very connected at the high level of the government and many influential people. His name is Jim Rickards. Have you heard about him?
I have.
Peter?
Yep, I have. I don't know that much about him, but I've seen some videos and some other stuff from him as well.
Yeah, he's one of my mentors on a financial. Say I try to pick and choose some mentors who have a huge success. He's one of my mentors. I don't have only one, but he's one of them. And what I will tonight is basically from him, and he created this word, Trump proofing. And when you prove something, Peter, what do you do?
Like you used a little bit earlier, when you waterproof something, you seal it against maybe some outside influences. So I don't know what Trump proofing is, so I'm kind of interested to see what Jim Rickards and your definition of Trump proofing might be.
Yeah, when you prove something, you make something resistant to something. Say, waterproof is resist to the water. If you have a cell phone is waterproof, meaning the water cannot go inside. If you have a watch, waterproof, same thing. If you prove something, you make resistant to something. And what the Dem for abbreviation for the Democrats are doing now, they are Trump-proofing the presidency to make resistance to Trump. Why they are doing this? Because they know, at least the smart Democrats, they know that Trump will win the election. Because for the moment, many indicators and poll and all of this and all the metrics give Trump win the election. Now Trump is at 46.1 against 45.9 on Biden, and many people many Democrats, the smart one, know Trump will win the election. And now what do? They prove everything against the presidency to sabotage, French word, sabotage, is election. And this is called the stalking horses, Operation Stalking Horses. And how it will start next month, according to Jim, it will start next month, the 13th of June, when Biden will announce he will not run for the presidency, invoking some health or whatever issue he want to invoke. Anyone know he's not fit for to run again, and he's not fit as a president physically and mentally. And he will announce this the 13th of June. And we have a shadow candidate who will be a shadow candidate for many people, but not for the people who are on the know, like Jim, like me, like you, Peter, like many others, because we talk about this, and we already have made some radio show about this. And this candidate will be announced during the 19th of August, in Chicago, during the Congress from the Democrat Congress at this time. Okay, do you know who it can be?
Well, of course, Gavin Newsom might be one of the
people
that they would pick.
Exactly, Gavin Newsom, who already act as a president because he go in China and meet Xi Jinping. He has been in Israel. He has been many different countries, meeting many other presidents, and he's prepared to be himself run for the presidency. I didn't say he will win, but, you know, we already talked that the Gen generation and millennials are already overcoming the baby boomer and the most important electoral from the Democrat. And Biden announced he will finish his mandate, and during the transition, we have a lot of chance to have Kamala Harris to replace him, even for 1 or 2 months, you know. And he will be the first woman, black woman, elected as or replacing the president, because she, even if she do this, she will not be elected. She will just be replaced. Some comment, Peter? I think we lose Peter. Hello,
I'm
Peter.
Sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry. I put myself on mute. So I don't know how all of this is going to play out. I personally can't see the scenario that you're referencing happening. So I think I think they're all in for Biden. I think that he's going to debate Trump, and he's already set up to debate Trump, I think, in June and October. So he'll debate Trump in June. I don't know whether they'll have, and I'm partially playing with this, but I don't know if they'll have like a body double, or they'll figure out how to revive a dead man for the 2 hours.
By then AI.
I don't think
he will debate Trump. I don't think that. And already, because he's not fit to debate anyone, okay, physically and mentally, I don't think he will debate anyone. And I think he will drop. It's pretty simple. He drop his candidature for the next election. They say we will elect someone like this. They give up the fact to debate Trump, and after on August, they find a new candidate. They already know. Even the Democrats don't want him as a representative of the party or to run as a president. And he didn't want to, because he already announced long time ago he don't want to run for the president, except he want to fight with Trump, but that's it. And this is not a good purpose to be elected president of any country, but especially for the U.S., you know? But
yeah,
I hope you continue.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's going to pan out, but I think in November we're going to be voting for, meaning there's going to be a selection where people will be voting for Joe Biden. And I think it's going to be like when you say Trump-proof the elections, that means like he's not getting in. So neither is Robert F. Kennedy. It's going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be clear sailing. It's not even going to be close. And people are going to complain and scream or whatever, and it's just going to be ignored. So I think, you know, we've got another 4 years of Joe Biden in the shell of the human being that he might be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But you can.
We will not have Joe Biden. I'm pretty sure of that. We will have Trump. For the moment, the poll gives him winning, but we can have another Democrat. And if we have Gavin Newsom, is worse than Biden, because Biden didn't know what he's doing most of the time, but Newsom is know what he's doing. And trust me, in California, many things Some people call this the Californication of the country, meaning many illegal will have a working permit, ID, insurance, money, and all of this. He will have a direction, mandatory EV car, more people on the street. He can have also violence, even in the 19th of August in Chicago. And some people will become violent at this time, and some people become violent in November if Trump is elected. This didn't look good after all. And all these Democrats will continue to go after the First and the Second Amendment and passing many laws to shut you down, to take your gun, and it will be more and more difficult. And the Trump proofing is what the Democrats I will explain more on the second part of this because it's a two-part. I cannot explain everything in just one half an hour, in just one Friday. I need to start to explain this now and continue more deeper on the other one. But the Trump proofing is what the Democrats are doing now to sabotage the presidency if Trump is elected, which for the moment the poll give him elected. If you look closely, you say Biden will win California, Oregon, New York, Massachusetts, and some other states with no problem. And Trump will win Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Texas. But you have seven states who have the decision state, like Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada. You need to win five of these states, and like this, you have the possibility almost to be sure to be elected as the president. And for the moment, Trump is heading on seven on this seven state. He is heading by 3 to 5 percent point election point. And the Democrat, like I said, the smart know he's winning, and he know he will for the moment he will win the election. Now something else can happen. Okay, they can put him in prison, they can kill him, they can, none of that, but it will be great to have fair election in this country, you know?
Yeah, you're more optimistic about this than I am. So my thought process is real simple, that Trump's never going to be elected again, and all this stuff is really just drama. So it gives the illusion of choice, but there's really no choice. What's his name? Biden has been selected, and it's not even Biden. They just need somebody who's breathing as a figurehead, and they're doing everything anyway in the shadows of whatever this government might be. So the reality is that I'll use as an example. I don't know if I used it before in this radio show, but I'll use it here for this example. In Florida, we have these enclosures around our pools, and they call them a lanai. And what a lanai is usually it's made of like sheet metal, and it's got screens to it, and it's usually pretty, you know? So you got screens, and it keeps out the mosquitoes and any kind of bugs, or supposed to keep out the big bugs at least, and anything else. Well, in a perfect world, you'd have a lanai, and then maybe, I'm going to give you an example, maybe my kids might have had a puppy, and we actually had this happen, but I'm going to exchange puppy for turtle because it really happened with a turtle. So my daughter had a turtle, and it was getting bigger because it was a Galapagos, and it was freaking big. It was bigger than a football helmet, and I put it in the corner of the lanai with gates so it couldn't get into the pool, but I used the lanai corner, which was screens, as part of the barrier. Well, that turtle decided that it was going to rip through the screens, and the turtle ran away. Now, imagine that I was going, so that was a little bit like 2016. So Hillary Clinton thought she had it all wrapped up. All the people thought they had the election all wrapped up. They all had their jobs. They were all moving in. They were all cashing out. They were doing whatever people do when they know they're already going to win the election. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump, like the turtle, got out. And that was a big surprise. So in 2020, guess what? They said, whoever they is, that will never happen again. We're gonna make sure that lanai is so reinforced that turtle never, ever, ever will be able to get out again. So whether they used cement, plywood, anything, boarded up the whole damn thing, that turtle is never going to get out. And I told people that, maybe even on this radio show, in 2020. I said, you know, it doesn't matter. The system's already rigged. It's baked in the cake. Donald Trump will not win the 2020 election. They will cheat. They will lie. They will steal. They will do everything to make sure that doesn't happen. And I was right. So then Donald complained, which I would have, because he saw all the things that they did wrong, and Rudy Giuliani and all those other people. All of those other people complained. And now they got a second shot at it in 2024. But I say, listen, you guys, affectionately, I appreciate all the things that you're saying, but it's already rigged. The stuff that they did in 2020, they didn't change. They did not change anything. Show me what they really fundamentally changed about 2020 and 2024, and the answer is nothing. They've changed nothing. Matter of fact, they've given themselves better ways to cheat because they've silenced everybody, and they've thrown people in jail and said, you speak up, you're going to jail. So there won't be a 2025 like there was a 2020, you know, January 6th. There won't be a January 26th because everybody's smart enough to realize if you do anything, even if you show up, you're going to jail. So, unfortunately, I don't see it optimistically the way you do because I watched the way they put up everything in the lanai in 2020, and they haven't changed anything. They've just reinforced it. So,
you say your turtle can find another way than just the one who reinforced. Diane wants to say something. Okay.
Peter,
sure.
You are so right. Because, just like you said, that lanai, they put up all the defenses and they got out. Well, see, Trump wasn't even expecting to win. So he didn't
Correct.
Even bring in his cabinet. He didn't get to do none of that. He didn't get to choose his cabinet. He didn't get to choose or delegate who he wanted because that was Obama's people still in there. Now, there are legislatures that they have set in place that if Donald Trump did win, his hands are tied. He can do nothing for the whole 5 years.
I will explain this during the part two, but she's right. When Trump wins, first, I think the first one who was surprised was maybe him, okay? And not a lot of people was putting him as a winner. And when he elected his cabinet, or elected or not, or he have do a bad job during on 2016 because many of these people have been put in place by Obama and even before in what we call the deep state. And like Jeff Sessions, like Fauci, like many others who he need to get rid of all these people. Now he prepare many things to, and he do a better job because he use Heritage Foundation, he use clean mining review and foundation and all of this to prepare to have people who have been, we can create a real cabinet and to change something. Now, okay, we will see, Peter, which way you go. But what I say is a possibility because you're right, many things can be changed. But he will have a challenge and you will see what. June 13 is 1 month, not even 1 month. And we'll see if something happen and follow the sprint. But I see he will. See? Now, what Diane, she was talking because she's a little in advance for this part one of this Trump proofing. There, the Democrats are sabotaging, I don't know if it's an English word, but sabotage is French word, sabotage, the possibility for him to do something or to undo something. And this way I will go deeper in part two of this this video show.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your optimism for someone trying to follow a rule, but there's the rule book is thrown out, in my opinion.
Yep.
It's already baked in the cake. There's too many people that would lose too many things if Trump won again, so he's got a world against Donald Trump. And what I really respect about Donald Trump is he is going for it anyway. He's going for it anyway. So that part I love about him, but as a spectator, I'd say, Donald, I love the idea that you're going for it, and you should, you please go, and I say please go for it. Please expose everything that's going to happen to you.
Peter, don't be a spectator, be a participant. I cannot vote on this country because I am French, and maybe if they put the illegal, give the right to illegal voting, I don't know if they give the same right to the legal immigrant voting. But if I have this right, I will vote. And I didn't say to people to abstain to vote because when you abstain to vote, and say you vote one side or the other, but when you abstain yourself, you are completely effect of one side or the other side are doing and something you didn't like on your life or on everyday life, because politics is everyday life. It affects the lives of people every day. And my advice for everyone is go voting. And my advice to vote is to always check the statistic of the person you are voting for. Because Trump, the first time when he arrived, we don't have statistic on this guy as a politician because he was not. But he have a good statistic as a businessman. And now we have a statistic what he have done for the country during 4 years, never create a war, the production of oil in which this country was number one. When I go to the pump, I was paying $2.50 and not $7.50 with Biden arrive. And now we have stagflation, meaning the economy is tanking and the price is going up. We call this inflation. And we have both in a same time. It's pretty rare, but it happened. It already happened before and continue. And during this 4 years Trump was here, even with all the difficulty he have, at this time, the country was in better shape than he is now. Say all this crazy stuff about the gender and all of this and the work and all of this have been created during this period of time, and this is completely crazy. Now, check the statistic of the person you vote for and go voting, and we will see next month, I think, in a few weeks, if something happened or not. And I think starting now to the end of this year will be a very interesting period of the time for the life of this country.
Sounds good. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Jean-Luc is going to continue to give us some helpful information on how he thinks people are going to Trump-proof the United States against Donald Trump. And I would say this is good stuff, a great conversation, lively debate, and we are going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. But most importantly, happy birthday, Diane. Happy birthday. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.